Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Cartier specs on, you're like, who he? And I ain't got no respect for him, they some groupies.
exotic queen, maybe she choosing. I got exotic from Switzerland, straight to the plug, fuck the middleman. Might not come over, I ain't feeling them. I done run out that sack, got a gentleman. If you wanna get rich, go get it then. You can sit on your ass and get dividends. I ain't stopping till I get a million. On my way to the top, fulfilling it. I'ma prevail on these niggas. Talk shit, we pull up, we left shell on these niggas. SK Carbon, ain't no problem, we gon' solve them. Don't beg my pardon, we gon' pardon from his mama. I got the bling, bling, look at my ring, ring, water my chest, bling, yeah. I'm on a dream team, yeah. Water like PG, diamond AB, yeah. Diamonds way too bright, you cannot see me, Cartier specs on the whole like who he, yeah. And I ain't got no respect for him, they some groupies. Now back to the blue cheese, she came from Louis. Bitch, I'm Supreme, Alex McQueen, maybe she choosing.
Why do people cheat? Like, what do they really cheat for? Like, what is, you know, it's a lot of females be like, oh, you can feed that nigga, fuck the shit out of him, but he's gonna cheat. Okay, but we don't get to why is he cheating, or man could be, you know. Stay tuned in, and the number is 917-889-2. Next track that we're going to is Get It On by Duchess featuring Sriracha. Get It On by Andre Radio.
Big body nigga, get it on. Feel me shit with the camera on. Exhale on my medicine, yeah, yeah, yeah. Inhale when he put it there. Straight shoot, I don't beat a friend. Free smoke, make a path run, yeah, yeah, yeah. Real sport, I'm shook there. Keep quiet and I hold it there. Until we freak, I'm screaming out, yeah, yeah. All the sights on me. Make them all on me. Make him wanna be, let's go. Did you say he don't suck pussy, eat my nightly? Really wanna beef me, bitch, come find me. I ride it like a jockey, I'm so cocky. Go fuck black, when I top it, speakers knocking, when I pop it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Big body nigga, get it on. Feel me shit, get the camera on. Exhale on my medicine, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the sights on me, me, me. Make them all on the freight, freight, freight. You want it, let's go. Riding it on, there on. If you want it. Got a new nigga, with some new tricks. And a new ride, with some new dick. Booty pop, pop, booty pop, pop. Hydraulic shit, hydraulic shit. Hit don't stop, give me all I need. Straight to breakfast, my feet of me caressing it. Trying to see how wet it get. Wetter than the wettest bitch. Turn to a real habit quick. And I told them this, cause I know this shit. Hocus pocus shit when I'm throwing it. Stay focused, eyes wide open. He loving the potion, oh shit. Big body nigga, get it on. Feel me shit, get the camera on. Exhale on my medicine, yeah. Inhale when he put it there. Straight shoot, I don't beat a friend. Free smoke, make a path run, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go, let's go. Riding there, there, if you want. Come on, do me a favor. I don't wanna be a player. Pussy, pussy, life saver. Pussy got so much flavor. Head good educator. We gon' wake up the neighbors. We gon' turn all of the tables. Cause my loving be fatal. I'ma just sit on your face. Can you handle all the taste? Cause my time ain't enough for waste. Fucking all over the place. I'm backing up. Doing my thing, not acting up. When we gonna be packing up? Who acting up?
Watching the world. Big body nigga, get it on. Dream shit, get the camera on. Exhale on my medicine, yeah. Inhale when he put it there. Straight shoot out, don't beat a friend. Free smoke, make a pepper, yeah.
Cause they all wanna see you go home and you own it and you got it. Stress free with your bad self, making money with your classy self. And these niggas really getting beside themselves, trying to tell you that you need them when they really want you to feed them. Take care of them like you birthed them, and they don't understand that you'll murk them. I keep it going and I keep it rolling. Somebody come get me before I am chosen. These rhymes that I'm spitting, they're starting to notice. Looks like I got them from all the commotion. Don't get it twisted, I got this. Don't get it twisted, I rock this. I got this whole clique of misfits. We'll come through your city and run shit.
This is what you get when you living out your dreams. This is what you get when you living out your dreams. You get them long nights trying to stay right when everybody wanna pick a fight. Don't fuck with no lame hoes, yeah. Cause they all wanna see you go home.
City dreams. I remember sitting as a kid thinking I can be anything that I wanna be. Most of y'all just wannabes. Hard work and dedication brought me to this point, or became the shit that I was faced with. Situations get hard, but I would never ever fold. Hands in the air, feet on the floor. My own success, no matter how long the road. You can do it even if they say you can't. Work hard and set your pace. And when a nigga play games, realize your worth. Flames and put his love in the dirt. You don't need no one but yourself and God. Only fuck with the real. Party hard and good vibes, yeah.
Only fuck with the real. Party hard and good vibes, yeah. Only fuck with the real. Party hard and good vibes, ayy. Only fuck with the real. Party hard and good vibes, cause we only fuck with the real. Party hard and good vibes.
When you living out your dreams, you get them long nights trying to stay right. When everybody wanna pick a fight, don't fuck with no lame hoes, cause they all wanna see you go home.
You know me and my girl King City had to do it for the one time, for the one time. Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Two queens with a master plan.
Like seriously, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Snook.
Can I fuck with you?
Like, we just be doing what we do,
cause that's what we do.
And we gon' keep doing it.
Yeah. the year was 2014. Yeah. They told me to cut my hair. I replied, what did you mean? They said if you don't do it, then you might end up fired.
What?
Fuck Arthur Baker and Derrick Jones. Both them bitches, some real liars. Fuck both you niggas.
Yeah.
Find a margarita too.
Fuck,
they went along with everything. I hope pain, it comes soon.
Yeah.
If you don't know, I got the inside. Animal control.
Hope y'all only when you die.
Hope y'all kids don't even cry. So you niggas can feel my pain. Work my ass for all I got, and now they want everything. But in the end, you reap what you sow. I hope some rotten seeds do grow.
I hope you all go belly up when you see the motherfucking rough show.
And what I can do on the mic. Them niggas thought I wouldn't fight, but you niggas was wrong. And I was always right. Backstabbing at bitches.
What's done in the dark shall come to the light,
my nigga.
What's done in the dark shall come to the light, nigga.
Oh, why these niggas wanna hate me? I'm just trying to get my money.
My money.
Provide for my family.
My family.
That's all I wanna do. Oh, why these bitches wanna hate me? I'm just trying to make my money.
I'm trying to make my money.
Provide for my family. That's all I wanna do. Working days, working nights, getting it in to survive. Doing wrong to do right, I'm just trying to live my life.
Fuck these niggas, fuck these hoes. So called friends only at the door. They butter me up like a dinner roll, but I chew you up like an animal.
Hella people gon' hate. I don't give a fuck though. Talk all of that shit, bitch, I'm still laughing to the bank hole. Counting money from bankrolls, working 9 to 5 slow. Still doing my dirt on the side, cause what you pay ain't enough though.
Got bills to pay, truck notes to pay, got a home mortgage to pay, bi-weekly checks is late.
I'm tired of working for pennies, while the owner gets fat. I might as well just rob him, to prove a well-known fact. That you get it quicker when you're holding a gun. Business owners only pay minimum. Got mouths to feed, that's minimum. CEOs, different animals. I'm a black panther fresh on the hunt. Got a clean kill, the hunt is done. Now I'm sitting back fat, laughing at all of them.
Oh, why these niggas wanna hate me? I'm just trying to get my money.
I'm trying to get my money.
Provide for my family.
My family.
That's all I wanna do. I'm just trying to make my money. Provide for my family. That's all I wanna do.
Running from me like a struggle trying to find a rent. The gas to making money, keeping that shit to be common sense. But that's just what you get when you grow up with all this violent shit. Niggas rather kill than make money, that's in politics. But I'm ready to die, so watch you folks who leave them common sense. Turn down for what? I ain't never owned a thing except my sex and in a cell with some rappers in the ring so you can get it. Niggas on some extra rappers, mega hype. I hold that shit like gigs and give you bullets by the megabyte. Let me talk my shit. That nigga hella nice, and the way he talkin', you can tell it right.
Listen, I was doing stuff, do what you say. Niggas say what you mean. You ever stepped out yourself, couldn't face what you seen. Eyes open, still asleep, out here chasing these dreams. I couldn't see past go, all I saw was the green. Can finesse with the best, lost more trying to scheme. Beat niggas, can't be faced, still grinding for weeks straight. Making fiends rob their kids' plates. My kids, hey, pray the Lord before I see that date. I see them kids straight. Days I didn't have when you in need, you see it with ya. She shipping what it is the day I finally get the picture. Like I was really there. Niggas crap me out the picture. Like they don't want me here. Why niggas want me out the picture? Fuck a friend. Been bought money with me from day one. Fuck all that gang, gang, gang. Shit, them days done. Know that's how I'm rocking every day until that day come. Bitches, why I'm rocking? Watch them flocking. Once the pay come. Why I chase the paper? Hustling backwards when you chase them. I ain't him. Who made them? Who your is? I blame them. Came a long way from where I came from. I ain't done. Still going. I'ma take you places niggas ain't come. Only one more. They see more come. Tears I done pulled some from pain I endured from. You ain't got to tell me love. Call shit. I forced. My niggas lost the battle, I'm just trying to get the war won. Let's go.
So we got the last track that we're going to play before we get this good, deep conversation about IWB. Next track we're going to play. The next track and the last track that we're going to play is Lose Yourself.
What up, my party people, we all up in the club, it's going down and I'm feeling your love. Let's get it crunk up in here, put your hands in the air, all my ladies keep shaking it up. Cause this is the kind of vibe, if you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. This is the kind of vibe, if you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. I feel like I'm in a movie, yo, in the Matrix getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo, so let's pop champagne and get party people don't lose the flow. Pump your fist and live in the music, yo. You will feel better when you lose yourself. When you lose yourself. What up? Vibes amped up, cause fire's into his house. Dames looking at me like they wanna give me jizz out. So I'm singing even harder while it heads into the beat. If they was feeling for the fire, well I'm here to bring the heat. And my crew is in the cut, so you know we bring a beat down. Put them haters in the club, act the fool and you get rebound. Back to the music, cause I gotta move my feet, yeah. Back to the music, cause I feel like I'm in a movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo. So let's pop champagne and get boozy, yo. My party people don't lose the flow. Pump your kiss and live in the music, yo. You will feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah.
When you lose yourself.
Yo.
What up?
I'm surrounded by bright lights and amazing people. In the club, getting it poppin', everybody equal. What up, my party people? We here to party, let's get it started, let's go retarded. I don't want no trouble, I like the groove. Prove, I am smooth, new dude, not rude. Yes, that's my mood, old school but new. Brave, that's why they like me, cause I tell the truth. But hey, I feel like I'm in a
movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody,
nah,
yo. So let's pop champagne and get boozy,
uh-huh.
Yo. My party people don't lose.
No.
Pump your fist and live in the music, yo. You will feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah.
When you lose yourself. What up?
When you lose yourself. Don't be messing nobody's songs up. Anyway, it's your boy Currency with my co-host Nisi. The number is 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk. Alright, so why do people cheat? The woman, y'all always trying to finesse shit.
Majority of the women, for lack of attention, they don't feel they're getting the attention. So if you start complimenting, a female, and it's just a guy, their husband, their boyfriend, whoever they are with, to get other, and they get it from somewhere else. Because if they're not getting the attention from their mate, if their mate is not saying encouraging or loving or nice things about them.
So what if the mate does that?
If the mate does that, then it's just a hoe.
So that's the only reason that women...
It's cut for emotion. It's for emotion. Either that or the whole. They just want to get as much dick as they can, or they're lacking in emotional support. Their relationship is lacking in emotional support. To me personally, I ain't cheating on my fucking out. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give a fuck what you do. Totally different from you, completely. I mean, it ain't happening. And if you get an attitude about it, I won't give a fuck. I'm going to just be like, you're going to get so irritated, you're going to leave. What's the chief for? I got the shield on you. What the fuck do I need you for? You know, I might as well just break down and find the best time for somebody else. I don't need to. The chief on him, I've never, ever. And you done talked to my ass. I ain't never cheated. They done cheated on me, but I ain't never cheated on them.
And you stay with them even after they cheated on you?
There's only one that really did it, and that was my kid's father. That's your kid's father.
Some do it physically and some do it mentally because finance and you cheated on me then. No, because if you sit with me and think
I don't know. No, that's not what I said. Cheating if you're sitting there and you're conversing with them almost on a daily basis, text, social media, telephone, you know, and 9 out of 10 times your other mate don't like me.
So what if they know about it? What did they know about you that I was with my baby mom?
We weren't together anymore.
Well, we were still fucking though.
Yeah, but I don't consider cheating because we weren't together in a committed.
So one got in the relationship,
yeah.
And I stopped and I fucked
uh-huh.
my baby mom. A month, 2 months later, it was like months later when we got together. That I cheated. It was months.
You told me I'm going to do this with you and I'm going to stop. 2 or 3 months later, you went and did it again. But we had that conversation. I'm just doing it. This is going to be me and you.
Right.
And I'm going to stop. Well, that's it. We were in a committed relationship. Yeah, my point
is. Well, but you said
that was before we were.
No, I'm talking about when I was at our house. We did.
We weren't together. I knew that. So we weren't, because I remember that was just her, and when it stopped, it stopped right before she started asking me to come over and wake her up, and I got one pop for that.
Stop that.
It stopped like a few weeks before that. And she dropped her phone in the water at work. Or whatever, and she waited till nearly 12 o'clock at night, bringing your child to the house. Talking about you come up tonight and help her wake up.
All right, so I've never been with someone that actually supports what I do. You support it, but like, all right, let's say why men eat. Because we don't get that emotional support. Everything that you're saying why women cheat, I think that men cheat because of that. I believe that we cheat because our woman is not, so I'm not going to say supportive. I'm going to say, she's not supportive. And most of or you just, you know, No, it's not being a hoe because it's in nature. It's in a man's nature.
That's in a
female's
nature.
It's not. It's not in a female's argument. Men are basically chasing women down.
And there women, are some hoes that chase men down.
Okay. I'm talking about a woman. No, I'm talking about women. Women don't chase men. They like to get chased.
I didn't tell multiple God, literally multiple guys. I put them out of return to pursue. They want this. I didn't just been one of them. I mean, all women don't like to be pursued.
How you gonna say I don't? I didn't pursue. In case of you
call somebody or whatever. That's not chasing somebody.
So what is
that's
chasing,
just so interest in somebody.
Popping up at the job, flowers.
Yeah.
That's chasing.
Uh-huh.
Well, then I ain't gonna do no shit like that. I call you. Chill with you, but I'm not calling. Yeah, I ain't never like that.
That night,
that
morning.
Yeah, I mean, well, then.
That's really chasing because every time, prior to receiving it, and I don't have a problem receiving it. That's not it. This was like, he must miss it, right? Every time I turn around, like the guy I told you about.
What guy you told me?
The one I lost my virginity.
Oh.
I didn't cuss literally. Basically, I was a gazelle and he was a fucking lion. And that's what he actually caught me. But I literally cussed him out several times before I came there. Several times. Bitch. Wrong with you? You fucking bugaboo! You bothering me? You bugging me? You repeatedly just want to spend and do this and do that.
You're not gonna take it.
Chasing somebody, motherfucker! All see his car. He was in the Navy. He lived. His home state was Jersey. My car is just sitting there. You want it? Bitch, no. And he was a petty officer in the military. He was paying me. He got a ship, came out. It was like, it'd be like 8 or 10 in a group. His dog was everybody just to showboat.
Just to show, like, y'all got money.
Just to showboat.
A lot of men do. I've never did that. I don't. I mean, the most showboating that I'm going to do is buy you some weed, some liquor.
When I say he paid for everybody, I mean, we would go up to IHOP. We would go to Denny's. We went to the
movie. So he was like, tricking his money.
Hell yeah. You want my car? No. You don't want my car?
See, I've never did that with a woman. I'm like,
trick your money?
Yeah. I've
never ever.
No.
Not even when you had something. I ain't tell when you were wet. Like, even KC, when you were slinging and shit. You ain't never
when
ever.
When I was selling drugs.
Yeah,
I was
being nice. I said slinging.
I was with somebody. So
when the cop came and knocked on your
door. I was with Shay.
Where's Shay at when they knocked down the door?
He was with me. That's why.
I ain't about to be one of them.
No, but she wasn't her son was there. And so she didn't want to get caught with her son there. They could have took her baby away.
I know.
You know what I mean? But I had perfect high spot, but it didn't find
again.
It.
Again, still, she knew
what she did.
That was
the truth. I was paying the bills like that. You know what I mean?
Nope.
And we was in a situation where we had to take that far to be home.
Like I said, I have no reason to ask her.
I think that what she told me when I got locked up, she selling books for while I was locked up to get me bonded out.
Oh, bitch, how fuck you.
Yeah, I mean if it will ride or die. When I told you that the police kicked in our apartment and we was live TV. Back in the day.
You didn't deal with some dumb ass bitches. Oh, dear Lord.
That used to be, the way that you would say, let's go cut. You know,
that was some, that's some KC shit.
Okay. Well, no. Atlanta's
a whole other world than Philly.
That's South.
Like I said, no, we don't say that. We can't take this shit with them.
Oh, well, fuck them then.
That's sad.
I was, and sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes it was just because I was tired of fucking the same chick every day. Like, niggas, honestly, niggas really get tired of that shit. Like, really.
You have a wig on. I'll play with you sometimes. Not the wig, y'all. Not the wig. Just, you know, the role play shit. I'll be like, you know, when we out. Like, you
got
like, you got a girlfriend. You be like, I just be trying to be fun. You, I'm like, yeah, you like my girlfriend. I will beat you. She gonna knock you out.
I mean, but
I think in order for cheating not to take place, I have to, you know, all that. Well, you know, if you cook, you clean, you do this, and you do that. The man gonna cheat if he feel like cheating. It's nothing. You could have the pot of gold if the man wants to cheat. Even if you had a pot of gold pussy, if you nag him about what the fuck ever, he don't be like, go find some bitch that has big ass ears, tell it to, she gonna come on some, because it don't take much for some to come to God and say, I have some silver pot of gold. So, you know, you can have the best one in the world. It's gonna be something you like. It's gonna be something about you.
This is what the conversation I want me to go. Polygamy is a big thing in 2018. You know, people act like it's not going on, but it is going on. Polygamy is a big thing now. And I think that it's a reason why, because they understand.
No, they got the sister wives and stuff. You know, the guy that had the three or four wives and they had a TV show. Ooh, I think that, you know, the very first before they became before he became a
polygamist.
Yeah, before he became that, the very first one, she fell off. Like, she, like, it was this big old thing in the front page of one of them, Inquirer, Life, one of the magazines, that she was like, I can't do this shit no more. Sister wives my ass. I'm going to tell, look, by the time I was little, and I have two younger sisters, when I was little, I did not like you. I don't give a fuck what it was. I didn't share candy, share toys.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to make it in King Solomon's time and
time. They, look, when they say, can we share, let's put the baby half, just get bigger. I ain't sharing, she get bigger. I'm not sharing the damn thing. Baby half, or I don't have big, and she the other half. It's, the only time I shared was 4 years. Okay, that's the only.
And it wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
To me,
no.
I'm going to tell you why.
You
because when you would get on my nerves, I knew that week I was going to be cool with her. Like, and I knew that I could only deal with her for like 2 or 3 days. So
again,
if I could have 4 women, but they all 4 women understood that I'm with you because your personality, I'm with her because of her intellectuality, I'm with her because she knows how to cuddle and hold me. Some would, like, for instance, you don't like cuddling and holding. So one person would be for the cuddling and the holding. One person would
be. That's almost like bondage.
What?
Because it's like, I'm
cuddling.
Yeah, because I'm like, I can't move. And
why?
And you know, with just myself.
Right. But I like that though. But you don't. So.
You want to lay on your chest, but you want to wrap around and stuff.
Yeah, like. Be on the sofa and you laying in my arms. But yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I like
you
that.
You want to do it like you like in golf, and I feel like I'm gonna catch a coon almost.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I need intellectual.
Not intellectual.
I didn't say.
I'm asking questions.
No, you would be the intellectual. Then I would need someone for the emotional. Because you're not an emotional person. So this is this is what I'm trying
to say. I don't know. I'm not going to say you're the most emotional guy I've dealt with. But you he topped the chart. Like, they were all emotional. And I just,
I'm emotional. I guess
you're the most emotional.
I'm going to say that I'm emotional because of what I've been through. So,
well, I'm unemotional because of what I've been
through. Right. And I mean, which is, I mean, I understand why you are like you are, but I would like for you to break that.
We've been had that conversation. Before.
I know we have. And
you have it on air.
Understand why, but that's like a really big problem. See, this is the reason, like, radio show, because we can talk about it, and like how King said, we can actually, like, we've already talked about this doing a reality show. Like, mm-hmm. I really think that we would do better than Love and Hip Hop because we're more complicated and this
but
shit ain't going.
The difference is, unless somebody, like your baby mama, come in my face, I'm not about to throw somebody over the table or not create a problem.
Yeah. But
just
I really. No, crazy. I think just me and you ourselves.
Well, that would be kind of a reality of just too.
But.
That would be dull as hell.
I mean, I think that what we're to get into. Mm-hmm. And us to be a reality.
You don't want to be on.
But that, for that part, I don't have to be on.
Okay,
I
can see something.
From we're on now.
Yeah, I can see something from that. You don't make him a whole another enemy now.
I mean,
next question.
Okay, what's the question?
So you want to tell me? I already know the answer. You would never have sex somebody else when you were me.
Yeah.
I was a little bit listening to what I said.
Personal perspective, like, why I've cheated in the past is because, you know, I've given my all to a relationship, you know, and I didn't feel like I was getting it back from my significant other. Now, I'm a sole believer in letting your mate know what you get into before you get into it with your mate, because no matter what you're doing, and your past will always follow you. And I believe if you're one of them people that's sensitive to somebody's past, you shouldn't even get involved in a relationship. Relationship is not for you. Go back, build your foundation, get stronger, because everybody got a past. So if you're going to let that be the reason you cheat on your girl, you just might as well, or whoever, however it goes around, you just shouldn't even be in a relationship. But reason why I have, like, I felt like, you know, I go to the end of the world for mine. Like, if I call you mine, and it hasn't been too many instances in life where I claim somebody, you feel me? So I feel like if you earned that right for me to claim you, then we got to be, you know what I mean, stepping up to the table together. A lot of attributes I don't like in some of these females is they self-absorbed. They into this social media shit so much that they don't even, like, they not in tune with reality. So that's a big-ass turn-off. Like, and I was involved with a girl who was, like, she was with all that goofy, nut-ass online shit. I wasn't with that. So, but instead of being a man and telling her, yeah, I mean, I'm not with it, and I feel like, you know, I stepped out. I did wrong, you feel me? But it's not like I do that all the time. You know, the more I grow, the more I mature, I learn just talking to your partner is better. And if y'all can't come to a common, my bad, if y'all can't come to a common ground, then, you know, you let it go before you cheat.
All right, now, so would you say that someone that you cheated on in your life is the other woman that you cheated on?
Hold up. Say that one more time. I think I might have to put you on speakerphone. But say that again, bro.
I said, has it been the only that you cheated on, or you don't bring that you cheated on?
Are you asking me, was that girl the only time I cheated?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I'm not into that, bro. Like, you know what I mean? If I feel like I got to cheat on you or beat on you, I don't need to be with you.
My next question to you is, how would you feel about it and why?
You going to have to pardon me, man. I'm not sure if it's me or if it's, I'm pretty sure it's not y'all, because I hear y'all having the same conversation amongst each other, and I do hear, like, other phones, but I'm not sure if it's me. It's just that I really can't hear it and, you know, get the whole question.
Have you ever heard polygamy before, and how do you feel about polygamy?
Polygamy, man, it's kind of a toss up for me, because, you know, being Muslim, it's not obligatory, but it's allowed in the Islamic religion. But I do believe that there's no way you could possibly give, you know, everything you got to more than one person. So, you know, am I a fan of polygamy? No, but do I believe in it? I do believe in it, but I'm not a fan of it. I'm a one-woman person. When I get involved, I get involved. And I'm a Scorpio, man. I'm, like, emotional dude. Like, I never really played into them signs until, like, I started really reading into them and really digging into my history and finding out about, you know, me, myself, and, you know, the past and all that shit. So, you know what I mean? I don't believe in, I believe in polygamy, but I don't practice it.
Right. So, I want to, this is, did you get the message that I sent you on Instagram? Damn, it hung up.
She's like, I will write, you know,
some of them, you know, she's not going to have nowhere to live because they get put out because her husband paid for her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, what's coming to me and my children? They don't have to. We have to take the bedroom and, you know,
really.
We don't want to share. We've been forced to share for every day. Now all of a sudden, y'all want to hop on this white people's bandwagon talking about.
Wait. All right, now even in Africa, you gonna help me? I'm trying to do.
She's
and
on major cheapos. So you can't tell somebody, if that's the case, well, then we put it on the limbo. We'll have Ralph and FUBU would not exist. Shit start off. People have it. See, job. This be the devil. All you want to know is on laptop, Apple computers, there be no Apple. No idea. Your dream. Your child should make you want to push for your dream, in my opinion. You're going to put a dream even harder than without having a child.
Yeah.
But some of them, they're like, well, they see you have a kid, go take responsibility at the same time, show yourself the curveball not mean your life detrimental to your child. It should not be hosted in any kind of way.
Not dream. You may have to slow down a little bit or whatever.
You don't say, oh man, go over and see him. You wait until the end and you need it.
Right.
You can't even see that motherfucker no more.
Right. I mean, I've been what I had to say. And I got it all from. Yeah, so let's give a shout out. Some shout out. Because a lot of people have been getting like hella fucking followers like in the past couple of days. And I don't know, so I'm giving shout outs to Shirt Gang CEO, Josh Robin Music. KYMG KYH underscore 215 IMSS. Shout outs to Bear Bell 1831. Vine. I don't know how you would say that. How you say Vine? The Vine. It looked like Pennsylvania. But it's with the divine.
Divine, I don't know. They won't pretend to know.
Divine,
I'll chop that name at work.
Divine Lysania? I don't know about Poppery, Josh T. Cadler, Live Your Life 82, Johnny Burgos. Burgle Sink. Shout outs to Killer Dale Kane that just called in. Jordan King Music. Don Merman. I don't know how to say that. I'm gonna give him 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. And anybody that follows us on Instagram. If you get a shout out on Instagram, you have to give us 5 pictures in a row. That's all it takes is 5 pictures in a row. To shout out. Right. But to get the shout out, you got to give 3 or 4. You got to give more. You got to 5. It's got to be able to fill up the whole thing to get a shout out. So, you want to give any shout outs, Tristan?
You
can
call me Tristan.
I know. That's because I need to get sleep. Shout outs and what you thankful for?
I'll tell you what I got to spend the day with. 2 out of 4 kids. 3 out of 5 grand. Even though they were bad at it. I'm thankful for sometimes I'm thankful for Kurt. Sometimes I'm thankful I have enough faith not to beat the hell out of Kurt. I'm thankful for all the followers I keep getting on Instagram and Twitter. not gonna name drop, you're gonna hurt pride. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for the like and the follow. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. I hope it continues. That's it.
Shout outs to everybody that, for the people that called in. Shout outs to everybody that's gone down.
Shout out to everybody who's listening online.
Everybody that's listening online. Next Sunday, we're going to have, what is her name anyway? We're going to have, hold on, because I got to go through the song. Yeah, what is her name?
I don't know.
Next Sunday, we're going to have, Duchess. What's her name, Duchess?
I don't know.
Duchess.
Damn Duchess.
She's a Toronto recording artist from Toronto, Canada. They call her the Ice Queen. Trap Madonna. That's her nickname in Canada, Trap Madonna. We're gonna have her on next Sunday. What else? Just make sure y'all stay tuned in. We got this shit about to start. We about to start doing. Can't tell you what. When we do tell y'all what we doing, a lot of people's gonna be surprised, because a lot of people are not gonna expect what we about to do. 2019. It's my fucking year. I'm claiming this shit right now. 2019 is my motherfucking year. Just shout outs to everybody that supports behind the scenes. You know, supports Courtesy NT Productions on the scene, that supports Niecy. Thank you for your support. And keeping this head down. That's basically it. I gotta get some sleep. I gotta get my son to school. Get my son warm me out all week. I gotta make sure so we out this motherfucker. Y'all take care. Love, peace, and peace.